Determination of expected training results. The organisation and conduct of each training, of course, is to bring results. But for who? First of all, participants who decided to complete it. But who else? Organisers and leaders. Each of these groups has its own expectations to acquire new skills and knowledge, and thanks to that, improve their professional position, earn more, be able to advertise, gain financial benefit, and gain prestige. If you plan to organise and run trainings, you must prepare well. The first step is to define their main goal, that is, the overall benefits that will be brought to the participants. Next, determine what you need to do to achieve this goal. The starting point is the separation of areas of knowledge and the skills that will allow it. Sometimes there are a lot of them. It will be easier when the order of their acquisition is established. They represent single levels, specific goals that must be overcome to climb higher and higher until the final effect. Preparing a training or course is best started by determining the known and unknown elements associated with its undertaking. Specifying them, analysing them, and then taking appropriate actions will allow you to prepare the training so that in certain conditions you can achieve its main goal and get the best possible results. So what should participants learn in order to be able to, for example, create attractive, aesthetic, and properly selected decorations of cocktails that will arouse admiration in the eyes of the guests, or participants of the barista course so that they can prepare and provide various types of coffee-based beverages and some that are impressively decorated. Each training has its own goals and they can change. For example, by defining a different target group. Otherwise, you will prepare a course for beginners and different for professional bartenders. Therefore, it should be divided into individual tasks, and in each case, they need to be implemented in a strict order. This will allow you to choose the right direction of education, the optimal use of time to acquire knowledge in an accessible way by the participants, and the skills required for performing professional tasks.